Pastor Dennis, tell us some interesting trivia from the book of Revelation. We need something lighter along the way. Well, that's what we're going to do in this segment. Revelation, as we mentioned in the first segment, is chiastic in structure, which means that it has a center, and the center reveals the purpose. We've covered that. Chapter 12 is the center, verses 7, 8, and 9, where Satan is cast out because there was a war in heaven, is the apex of Revelation. So in the book of Revelation, sevens are very important. That is the number seven. There are primary groups of seven. There are four of them. There are seven churches, seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven plagues. But there are many other sevens in the book of Revelation. There are seven candlesticks, seven stars, seven angels to the churches with messages, seven seals, seven spirits, seven lamps, seven horns, seven eyes, seven peals of thunder, seven heads on the dragon, seven crowns or diadems, seven angels with plagues, seven golden bowls, which are full of the plagues, seven mountains, seven kings, seven heads on the beast, and seven heads on the scarlet beast, which tells us that there are 21 groups of seven in the book of Revelation, and 21 is divisible by seven. Now, that's quite fascinating, and we wonder how all this happened, but Revelation is a very special book. Revelation is my favorite book in the Bible. Why? Because it's the only book in the Bible that Jesus is the author of. Did you know that? There are books written about Jesus, but this is the book written by Jesus. So some people say, well, I can't understand Revelation. It's not really interesting to me. It's just confusing. But Jesus authored the book of Revelation, wants us to understand it. So we dig through all these seals and numbers, and we try to find purpose. And there's so much purpose there when you dig through and find it. Now, here's an interesting trivial fact. In the sixth seal, Jesus returns to earth the second time. We call that the second coming of Christ, sixth seal. In the sixth trumpet is the return of Christ. In the sixth plague is the return of Christ. And who does he come to get? He comes to get those living on planet Earth that are faithful at the time, and they are called Philadelphia, which is the sixth church. So you might ask this question, well, what happened to Laodicea, the seventh church? Did those people disappear? No. But good question. I'm glad you ask it. You see, Laodicea is a condition of God's followers at the time. Before Jesus comes, there's going to be real trouble. And people are going to take sides. They're going to get off the fence. They're going to be either sealed for God or marked for damnation, according to the book of Revelation. And so the condition of Laodicea disappears entirely, and people are either hot or cold. And so the sixth church emerges as those who are living when Jesus comes. Now, obviously, there will be many people resurrected from past ages, but the sixth church, Philadelphia. So God comes, Jesus comes in the sixth seal, and the sixth trumpet, and the sixth plague to get the sixth church and take them home. Revelation is a fascinating book. And we'll have more to say about what happens to the seventh seal, the seventh trumpet, and the seventh plague. Those are good questions because that can confuse us unless we dig deeper into the book of Revelation. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.